Broadcasting live online across the internet. This is Psychic Choice Radio.
Love is like candy on a shelf. You want to taste and help yourself. The sweetest things are there for you. Help yourself, take a few. That's what I want you to do. We're always told repeatedly, the very best in life is free. And if you want to prove it's true, baby, I'm telling you, this is what you should do. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Just say the word and they are yours. Just help yourself to the love in my heart. Your smile has opened up the door. The greatest wealth that exists in the world could never be. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms, and then let's really start to live. All right. Yeah. My heart has love enough for two. More than enough for me and you. I'm rich with love, a millionaire. I've so much, it's unfair. Why don't you take a share? Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Just say the word and they're yours. Just help yourself to the love in my heart. Your smile has opened up the door. The greatest wealth that exists in the world could never buy what I can give. So help yourself to my lips, to my arms, and then let's really start to live. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Just say the word.
Well, okay then. I think my guest is with me now. Just going to find out. 917 number was in the call queue, and I could not get an answer. Now, if you're going to be in the call queue at the start of a show, you need to be alert. You need to have your microphone ready to speak, because we need your name. That is crucial to any podcast show. Yeah. And it's been suggested to me this evening to allow the guests to give their website. Now, they don't always have one. So I always have and always will encourage guests to promote themselves. Yeah. And that's never changed. Yeah. So please do promote yourself. That's what we're here for. Okay. Right. So let's see if this is my guest.
Hello. Hi, Ken.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So, Rosemary, I must remember to put your number down in my little book here, because we have a list of readers' numbers, and You know, yours is one that I can never remember because I haven't put it down. It's probably why I don't remember it.
Yes.
I'm going to make
Bless your
money. Sorry?
This is Yolani. This is
Yolani. Oh. Okay. Right, so we haven't got my guest is not here. Okay, just bear with me. That's embarrassing. Okay. You know me. Now, actually, if I'd looked at my list of subscribers, I would have seen that. Okay. So, all I can honestly say then is that my guest hasn't turned up. And that's rather embarrassing. But I'm not going to do anything. We've done this in the past. And let's say, now, what we've done in the past, we've played music until the guest gets here, sort of thing. And I know that Rosemary sometimes gets the time mixed up. So it's kind of strange. It's frustrating, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm not going to promise anything. I can't make things happen. And although it's very much put into my hands to do things very often, I am only a podcaster after all. You know, I can't wave no magic wand and make things happen. If things are meant to be like this, then that's the way that it will be. There is nothing I can do about it. And it's very unfortunate, but yeah. Okay. Now, I'm looking for Rosemary. And I'm going to see if I can't find her and get a message to her. But I must say, I'm not holding out much hope. And Rosemary knows that she's with me this evening because we scheduled the show a fortnight ahead. So it's kind of odd that this should happen. And it's very strange because all the history in Rosemary's messenger has disappeared. And I know Rosemary keeps things in her diary. I know that. So it's kind of strange that this should happen. Right, we will take one piece of music and one only while I'm trying to sort this out, see where Rosemary is. I do not see her online at Facebook. As far as I know, Rosemary does not have a website. So we're not going to stay too long because I'm not going to persistently embarrass myself this year when guests don't turn up. It is not my fault. This is not my problem. I schedule guests. If they can't turn up, then there is nothing I can do about it. I don't have any personal contact with a guest. And that's not going to change because guests are what they are. They're not personal friends of mine. They are guests, And if I don't keep their home address, I don't keep their telephone number, we have no personal communication. It is strictly what is, yeah? So, you know, and I like to keep it that way because people deserve their privacy, yeah? So I don't hold anybody's personal address or anybody's personal telephone number. Okay, now I've stopped the music short because I don't normally have Facebook open during a show unless my guest doesn't turn up, and that's the only time that I open Facebook to try and chase them up. I hope that makes sense to people. It's a good thing I have got Facebook open at the moment. We've got a new computer, it's more capable of holding resources than the old one, really, I suppose. So I shouldn't really be afraid to have Facebook open. But I'm looking at a call queue of just three people. And would you believe that one of those lovely people in the call queue has offered to do the readings for us this evening. So without further ado, I'm going to hand you over to the wonderful Holly.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, bless you, Holly. Okay. We haven't got much of a cork. So
that's okay.
We'll do our best. We'll mosey on. Okay. Right then. On line one is Yolani.
Hello. Hi, Holly. Hi. I'm excited to get a reading from you.
Say again?
I'm very excited to get a reading from you.
Oh, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. I just want to see what you can pick up for me is about work. If there is something or whatever you can pick up is fine.
Okay. Do you want to know if you're going to stay where you're working or if you're going to transfer?
I am just looking for work right now too.
Oh, you're not working yet?
No, I'm not working yet, yeah.
Do you usually work like as a manager or supervisor when you do work?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I can see that. So let's see what they're showing me. King, I see you are in charge. And they're saying you run a tight ship. You run a tight ship. Like you make sure everything's done correctly is what that means. Let's see. Do you want to know when or what questions do you have about it?
Yes, is just see it coming soon, the work? Because I am waiting for news, too. I apply and from companies, so I'm waiting for news.
Mm-hmm. What they're showing me is a weird symbolism of you in a canoe paddling upstream, like you're struggling. So I don't know why they're showing me that, but let's see. And then they're showing me the job will come in May, but time is hard for us, so it might come sooner, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other question?
You know, that about the work and whatever you can pick up, if there is something else you can pick up about everything else.
You know, on your resume, they're showing me the top part. They're saying something's missing on the top, like your headline, like your name, phone number, email. Is something missing
mm-hmm.
on the top? Do you have your picture on the top?
No.
Add your picture. That's how they do nowadays.
I used to do a lot of that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they want you to add your picture.
Okay.
Are you in the medical field or no?
No, but actually I just started to learn Reiki. So I am into that way right now.
Oh, okay. Still show me the top. So they like the picture idea. Let me see what else is missing. I think that they want you to change the layout of it.
Okay.
Yeah, like just copy and paste to a different format. You know, they have it in Word documents.
Mm-hmm.
Different formats of resumes. Let's see what else. And now this is weird, but I'm just going to say. When they do call for you for the job, they want you to stand up and smile as you're speaking to them.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay, you want to ask anything else?
Yes, the way you can see about love.
Is there somebody you're missing or regretting breaking up with from the past?
Yes.
Show me your hand. Yeah. They show me your hand backwards, like trying to grab his hand, but it slips away. So that's how I see that. Let me see what they show me. They just show me you're still looking backwards. So I'm gonna try to ask them if anything will, if you guys would get back together. Let's see. It is possible to get back with him, but they're saying he's kind of the man personality that's his way or the highway. He's kind of you know, I don't know how to say, kind of like that. Maybe demanding
maybe
or something. Is he like that?
Yeah, he's that kind of personality. It's like he likes to control everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, so let me see. You're saying if you're willing to let him be who he is, then it will work. But if you get sick of him, you know, trying to control everything, then it won't work. It's up to you, basically.
Yeah, I don't like people controlling.
Yeah. So let me see if they'll show me anybody new. There's a block wall for somebody new. I think you have to 100% get rid of that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want somebody new. Like, no contact whatsoever, you know?
Just let it go. let it go, everything, Lion.
Oh,
don't
yes,
look
yes,
back.
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. I know it's hard. I do the same thing. Do you have any other questions on that?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for calling in.
All right, thank you, Ken. Thank you, Holly. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Yolani. Okay, we're not keeping strictly to 10 minutes. And we wouldn't
yeah,
expect
fine.
That
yeah,
this evening, because I think what it is, Holly, it's like 10 minutes can be long. If you can get it in less, then, you know, I think make people happy with the reading. And I think Yolani was quite happy with that one. So, yeah. Okay. We're going to play some music, ladies and gents, because we've got 1 hour and 38, and we've only got like 3 people here at the minute. So after the next one, we'll take a little break. Deep.
Oh. Hi, Deep. How are
you?
Again.
Hi, Holly.
You're like one of my
favorite
callers.
I'm good, Holly.
Callers.
You're. Am I?
I'm good. Yes, I love your voice.
I quite like.
So. Go ahead.
I quite liked your reading. You should do a regular. Like, you should take Mickey's place on Mondays, perhaps.
I gotta work a 9-to-5 job. I can't do it.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, sometimes it can.
Yeah. But I like your voice. Very soothing, very calm.
Oh, thank
I
you.
Always
likewise.
I like when you call in. Okay. You have questions?
Yeah, sure. Can you see what you pick up around relationships? So if I reach out to my ex, so we broke up last January,
mm-hmm.
do you think she's available? She will be reciprocative. Will she talk to me if I reach out to her?
Okay, so this is not, is this the mother of your child or no?
No, not the mother of my child.
Somebody different.
This
okay.
is, yeah, somebody I was with in 2019, and we broke up in mm-hmm. January.
Let's see.
She's a Ukrainian.
Oh, okay. They're showing me she's very sad and crying. Like, she's sad about the breakup.
Is she sad about the breakup or generally about her life?
They're saying the breakup is, and she feels like you don't understand her.
Right, she cheated on me and I gave her a chance. She cheated on me and I forgave her, and then she said I wouldn't trust her.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so let's see what they say. Like, if you do give her a chance, like you're saying, you'll always wonder, is she being faithful? You know, that'll never come out of the back of your mind. But if you do want to, I see like you guys holding hands. So I do see if you do want to call her, she would come back.
Right. Is she single? Is she available or is she with someone now?
Let's see if they'll show me. Yeah, but does she have, like, anger or frustration?
She
angry
has
about
some
life?
She
yeah.
She has some issues like we all have, some baggage and some psychological
yeah.
issues, stressors and stuff.
Yeah, she's, like, angry and frustrated and kind of thing. That's what they're showing me. Not about you, just I think about life or whatever is going on in her world. Ask me the question again. I already forgot.
So is she dating or is she in a relationship?
Oh, yes.
No.
Okay, sorry. Let's see if she's dating. No, they're just showing me her alone and wherever she's living. They don't show me her with somebody. No, she's not dating.
Right.
Not that I see.
So if I reach out to her, she would be willing to communicate, would she?
Yes. I see you. I don't know if you're going to do phone first or however, but I do see you going to wherever she is. And you both feel like
it's... As in the future, if I...
Oh, you both
you
feel
mean
like
in
it's
the
walking...
Future?
Yeah, in the future. Like you're walking on eggshells when you first start talking, like you're both scared to say anything because you don't want to fight. You know, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're showing me she is remorseful. Like she has, you know, feelings. She's not, you know, she's a decent person. You know what I mean? Some people don't even have remorse. You know what I'm trying to say?
Right. Yeah, I could gather that. Does she still see the guy she used to be with? As in with whom she cheated on me.
Yeah. No, they're just showing me she's sitting alone at a table looking out the window. Like, it, when you ask something like that, they will show me the person with her, but they're showing me her alone again. You know? I don't see it at all.
So it's not like on and off the same.
No, it looks like just off.
Right.
Yeah.
And will she be good for me for the longer term?
Let's see.
And as in, and the other way around as well. Will I be good for her?
You're saying trust and communication is going to be the issue for the first year back together. Do you have a hard time communicating? You're kind of saying you don't talk a lot.
Yeah, I need to. That's something which I can work on, yeah.
Yeah. You know, women talk too much. I think she's fine in that area. Yeah, I think, let's see how long they say. The first year will be like a bumpy road. You know, not too bumpy, but you know what I mean? And
yeah, I do.
Aw, and then I see you guys laughing together. So I think you guys will be fine. I don't know if they'll tell me how long. Let me see what they say.
Yeah.
They're saying as long as you want it. As long as you both want it, really. But as long as you want to be with her.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll reach out to her then sooner or later. It's her birthday next week or the week after, so
aww,
I'll message her.
Yeah.
Go on.
No, you first.
Do you pick up anything about my son? You know what he's going through. You must have heard in the previous Do you see his situation improving overall?
It looks like what they're telling me is he's starting to yell back at her. Like, I guess you call it talk back or yell back, or he's starting to stand up for himself.
3 minutes.
Are you
That's
aware
right,
of that?
He is, yeah.
Yeah.
I am. Do you see him getting one of the schools that we have given in the list of schools that we have applied to?
Oh. You're saying the third one on the list.
Right, okay. And will that be
and
good for him?
And he's going to excel. I think he has your intelligence, huh?
Yeah, he makes me look like dumb, so he's He's smarter.
He's very smart, yeah.
Do
you see him living with me more from September when the next school year starts?
I do. I don't know in your area, but is school still online, or is he going to doing online schooling?
Yeah. So this year will go by similarly. It'll either be online or when he goes to school this year, as in until June, when the school year ends, he'll be with his mom. But next year, when he starts in the new school in September, I plan to move in somewhere closer to the school and then have him with me at least 50% of the time. Do you see that working out in the third school that you mentioned?
Yeah, I see him sitting at your kitchen table with his laptop or whatever he uses for the online schooling. I see him at your house, yes.
Right.
I do see it.
I look forward to it. I'll let you know how it goes. Thank you,
Holly. Yeah. It was good to talk to you. Blessings for you.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, thank you. Your reading was amazing. Thank you.
Aw, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening.
Thank you. I hope that works out because, you know, online schooling, it's... because I got my two granddaughters now at the moment. All my grandchildren actually they're all doing online schooling at the moment. It's not good, you know. Because they've gone behind so much in their grade, you know, and they're all worried about their grade now. My eldest granddaughter, she leaves now this year. She leaves school and starts work. And then she's worried about what she's going to do. And, you know, she wants good grades, but she's, like, worried that she's not going to make it, you know.
It's been horrible, really horrible.
Right, we're going to take a little break then, Holly. We'll take our first piece of music. I can't say that it's everybody's cup of tea. The music that we have in the studio might not be suitable for everybody, but we do our best. Let's see what we've got for you. We played that one. We ain't got a lot, to be quite honest. I'm looking for something, but... Now, we've took a lot of the music out, so we haven't got much left in now at the moment. I played that one. I'm trying to work out what to play here. Because we had Valentine's show a couple of days ago and we played some Valentine type music, but we haven't got a lot. Okay. You haven't heard this one before. We never played this one, but this is like kind of old, but yeah, it was for the Valentine's show. And we kind of didn't play it, but it's a good one.
Oh,
Okay. I don't know whether that program actually reached the States or not. Very popular program here, Good Night Sweetheart. And it's about, let's just say that Rodney Trotter from, go on.
David Lindhurst.
What? Can I just say what you were going to say?
No, I wasn't going to say
it. Okay. You know, the character, I can't think of his name there. But, okay. Come to me. But Dave knows what I'm on about. Anyway, in that particular program, he goes back in time. And I've always liked that. You know, that piece of music comes from that program. And I think we're getting there, you know, because it's getting to that stage now. Time is progressing. They are actually looking into it. Would you believe? And scientists are actually getting their heads around this now. And it'll only be a matter of time. before we actually can do that, you know, and it'd be amazing because I think we're going to have 3D images in our living rooms, of you know, projected images in our living rooms, and that's going to become a thing because they can already do that now on stage, but as technology moves on, and it kind of gets cheap enough to put into people's homes, because you're already watching virtual reality now, you know. So the next thing is 3D projection in your home, where you'll be able to see the person you're talking to there in front of you, and you'll be able to like reach out and shake hands with them. Amazing. I just want to go back in time, yeah. Hey, right. Okay, never mind. Enough of that. We're going to get on with it because our core queue has not gone up. So we might just leave on the hour mark rather than doing the 2 hour show this evening. There's no point in stretching things. We haven't got the guest that was supposed to be here, and we're not going to overstretch Holly to stand in there. If we don't get a call queue, then we will probably finish on the hour mark rather than the 2 hours. So we'll see how it goes. Okay, so let's bring Holly in. Holly is taking stand this evening for us. So, wonderful. Okay, and we have Keisha.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Keisha.
Hello.
You have questions for me?
Yes.
Career path. Okay, on how I work, I need like direct questions at first, and then stuff will pop in. What do you want to know on your career?
It's going which path, as far as more creative path or more so like nursing?
I got nursing. Do you want me to see what else they say about that?
Yes, please.
They're saying to keep doing the creative is will be like a side outlet, like weekends, and you will sell. Are you doing paintings?
No, but I do paintings, more so music.
Say again, I'm sorry.
More so music. It's more like a hobby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. painting, like really big canvases.
Really? Yeah, somebody else told me that, too. I do them pretty good, too.
Yeah, and even like musical instruments on the canvases with color in the background. You know, like whimsical, not precise.
Okay, so you see the paintings. Anything else?
Let's see what they say. You're really happy when you do music and art. They're showing me how happy it makes you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see. To say that you keep wanting to do the music and more, but that, but because you don't realize how good you are at painting yet.
Okay, so painting, maybe I should take more painting classes. And as far as
painting is where the money's at. Yeah, and I don't think you need classes, and just do.
My services now, they're pretty good. People be like, "You did this," and I'm like, "Yeah," and then I throw it around, and I'm like, yeah, you know how you go to sip and paint.
Yeah. That's...
They're saying that's where
the big money is.
Can
stay or stay part-time or just for a constant check, you know? But the art...
They keep showing me a
lot of money. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, no, thank you. I was making, like, a life decision with furthering education. And I don't know, I just keep coming to these three. It was, like, the nursing or getting a higher degree in, like, a PhD or I even consider law school. Out of those three, which ones do you see as far as, like, the steady income?
I'm sorry to tell you this, but they're showing you to paint.
Oh,
I guess
really?
They're that
okay.
good.
I mean,
if you want to, you know, it's your life, you know, but what they held up a paintbrush and, you know, those hats they wore and like.
The braids.
They're showing me that. They're showing me painting is your thing.
Okay. Do you.
Like, I
want to
see your work.
Ahead, do you, as far as moving to state, everybody's in. I've been thinking about this Texas move or staying in like the northern region. Do you see which place is best?
Are you in Florida right now? Like, I don't know where you're at.
I know, I'm in New York City.
The first thing that came to my mind was Florida, and I don't know why. Is Florida an option? Go ahead.
No, someone wants me to move there. And I'm actually
talking. Let me see what Spirit says. Oh, Spirit said, oh, you're going to Florida.
Is it for that reason?
Let me see what reason. Let me see.
I visit. Is it a man? I visit a lot.
Is it a man?
But I tell him no. Yeah, I tell him no.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to marry him.
Huh?
So I see a ring.
Oh, no.
He's going to give you. It's definitely up to you. That's what I see.
The K-name guy, Kellen? Is it him?
No, he has a great smile. I don't know if they're going to tell me. They said you know who it is.
The Aquarius? No, the weird one that nobody, the weird Aquarius energy that nobody can read ever. Don't know what's going on.
Sure.
You're just in the dark. Huh?
I'm not sure who he is. They said, basic girl, you're going to Florida.
No. Because we had a conversation about that, and I said, no. Like, I literally said, and he said, yes, you're coming. I said, no, I'm not. I'm either going to Houston or I'm going to Atlanta. I'm staying in Atlanta.
Good.
So you don't see
Let
Atlanta?
Me know that works out for you.
Huh? No, you don't see Atlanta?
Let me know.
Huh? No. No Atlanta? No Houston?
If you go to Atlanta, you're going to bring him with you.
Oh, he said he's not going.
I'm not sure how it's going to all go out, but maybe go there with him for a minute and then talk him into Atlanta. I'm not sure. Let me see what they say. They said go to Atlanta, get the ring. Go to Florida and get the ring, and then go to Atlanta. And just do your art. You can do nursing too, but you are an artist.
What about law school?
I got a thumbs down. I mean, it's. I mean, I'm sure it's fabulous to have that kind of.
I just to say no. I said no today to it. I just wanted to see. And what about the psychology, this PhD?
Two thumbs down. And that noise.
Okay. Do you see any other career possible choices? Because I'm really doing a career change from where I'm at.
They just keep showing me art.
Wow, so that's what it is.
They want you to look into a gallery. Huh?
I wanted to open up my own art gallery.
Oh, my God. See?
And hire other artists to put up their paint.
Yeah.
And I really, okay. And anything.
It has a lot of windows. This building's going to have a lot of windows. A lot
and
of natural light.
Will it be up north or will it be in Florida?
I'm scared to ask. Let me ask. I don't know what that means. I don't know what the pink city means. I don't know what that means.
The pink city?
You know what
city?
That means? Yeah, isn't uh-oh. That weird? Okay, let me see what else I can get. They said that's going to come to you in a minute, what that means.
The pink city? Maybe I can Google
it. Yeah, I don't know what that means.
And
I think
children?
I think it's Florida. And something about that, maybe it's pink flamingos. I'm not sure. Anyway, I'm not sure what they're trying to say. Sorry about that one. Children, two.
Soon or later on?
See, you're going to try to hold off, but he's going to push you.
Oh,
you know,
and that's going to be in Florida.
What are we waiting for?
In Florida?
3 minutes.
I think so.
Oh, no.
But you could change your reading. It doesn't mean it's set in stone.
You sure it's this one? That you sure?
Yeah, I got two thumbs up. Yep, 100% sure.
Oh, no. Okay.
Talking about his attributes. I don't know. I don't even know what that word means, to be honest. What does that mean?
You know what's so funny? I've been trying to break it off with him.
That's probably what's making him want you more. You know how the reverse stuff works like that.
Yeah, I've been really distant. Okay, so you told the nursing. Just one more time. I'm just confirming before I make a commitment.
2 minutes.
Psych nurse practitioner.
Let me see what they say. They're saying no. They're saying, I heard hell no. Sorry,
what,
I don't know
what,
why I got...
What type of nurse is this?
In the baby area. I don't know anything
that's
about nursing.
That's the vision I saw. I saw me in the delivery room.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah. I saw myself in the delivery room.
Yeah, I call it the baby area because I don't know properly.
Okay.
Yeah, that's huge. That's what you're going to do. You saw it, I saw it.
1.
That's okay. So I guess I'll stop procrastinating because I'm like, I saw the vision like 4 years ago, and
wow.
I've been like putting it off and keeping the career that I have, but now I just have no, I can't do it anymore. But I wanted to, will I be going to school in Florida or should I prepare for that? Because I'm in the process of moving. That's all. That's why I keep asking.
I think school's in Florida, but I think, I don't know. Like, you can do some of it online, they're saying.
Okay, the online classes. Okay, because I got to do my prereqs.
Wait. Yeah.
Okay, do you have any messages? You've been so helpful, and it's private. I would love to talk to you more. I love your energy.
Oh, thanks. Let me see if they have anything else they want to say. They're just saying, like, I know it sounds so generic, but they're saying keep up the good work. Oh, go ahead. I can't hear you.
Okay. And how can I contact you?
Oh, my show is Readings for You. So on Facebook, if you do Facebook/Readings for You, that's how you can contact. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
My phone number and email is in there. It was nice talking to you and nice meeting you.
Thank you. Nice meeting you too.
Okay. Bye.
If you click on tonight's show page, because I've made a link there to Holly's page there. If you click there where it says Holly there, it says today's guest, and it will go straight to the page. Yeah.
Okay, I'm
okay.
Taking it out now.
Okay. Right. Caroline's just joined us as well now, so our call queue's got a little bit better. Right then, let's see where we're going. I've got to take Keisha's microphone off first. Amala?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Mom. Good, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
That'd be great. So I'm working with somebody who's a little bit difficult. I got this project done actually just a couple of days ago. And I'm a writer, so I'm basically working like if she looks at it, fine. If she doesn't look at it, because she's also editing it. She's the publisher. And so I basically am like, if she looks at it, great. If she doesn't, she doesn't. But I'm trying to work bare minimum with her. Basically, she just doesn't care. And you could feel it from her. She's very, the ego is up there. She just thinks I'm below her, all that stuff. And I'm also, I've talked to you before, I don't see well. It's a bunch of things. So, now this book is set to be launched in April. I'm just wondering what you could go into that. Like, how is it going to be for the next month with her? She's just really, she doesn't return emails, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
She's just so difficult. What do you feel?
Mm-hmm. Have you stood up to her?
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. In a nutshell, I had a presentation last week. She invited me to come, and then basically because my visual impairment, I said, I'll do it over the phone. She's like, that's not going to work for me. So basically she implied that I couldn't come. So she invited me, then she basically implied that I couldn't go and disinvited me, and then she invited me.
Oh, my
it's crazy.
Goodness.
It's nuts. She's just crazy. What was that?
Is she the owner?
Yes, that's the problem.
Oh.
Yes. I had my presentation.
Okay,
she cut me off there, too.
Oh.
Yeah,
15
minutes. I had 15 minutes. Long story short, the woman who's helping me, assisting me, did the slideshow for me, said that I'll give you the 2-minute warning since you don't see.
She didn't give me the 2-minute warning because it wasn't up yet. She cut me off, the boss lady, the crazy one. It's really, I don't know what to do, and I have a contract, and I just, as I said before, it's nothing dramatic. Like, I don't want to make it dramatic. I just want bare minimum with this lady. What do you feel? Like, this is nuts.
Let me see. Let me see what Spirit says first.
Yeah.
They're just saying get rid of her. They're saying that she didn't hold up her end of the contract, so you have a legit way out.
I do? I don't even know.
That's what they're saying.
Huh. Wow.
I don't know if you have the money or get a consultation, just a consultation, and see what they say.
Okay.
Sometimes they're free. Sometimes they're a couple $100.
Right.
They're saying she's going to be shocked. Yeah, she's going to be shocked when you do that.
Well, yeah, because it's her reputation. It's all ego-driven. She doesn't care about me. She's about her reputation.
And, yeah, and this is me talking and blast her on social media.
Oh, my God.
You know? You don't have to do that. That's just me talking. Okay. What else do you want to know about it? Like a question?
I don't know. Like, I just feel like I just need to just get this done. Like, it's a quote book, right? So it's like, let me just get it done and public. Like, I just really want it out. Honestly, like I said, the way I'm doing it is, like, I'm actually having somebody else look over it who's really good. She did my piece for the third book. She did a great job. So, I'm using her. And she's great. And so, like, again, it's just, I just don't know. I guess this other question is if it's related. Here's the thing with what I noticed, the patterning. Because of my disability, blah, blah, long, you know, whatever, there's ripple effects of it. Nobody, I am the real deal. And I think it scares people who are so-called normal. I threaten them in their own weird way. I've been told I see through people, no pun intended, because I don't see physically. So it's crazy. I just don't, like, when is my chance? Okay, that's my next question. When is my chance to be in the spotlight? Because I know I deserve this. Not only do I deserve this, I walk it. And I shine with people. I'm a leader because I want people to thrive in their life. It's nothing. I want them to be successful too.
Yeah, and she doesn't want that for you. So they want me to share my story real quick. My first book, and I had problems with them. And I should have fired them and should have went somewhere else because now my book, the cover sucks. Now I look back on it and just going, oh, this is just not good, you know?
Right.
So they still want you to fire her somehow. Especially, I think you have a case because of your disability. Discrimination, you know, kind of
thing. Yeah.
And that you're going to find the right one that will help you rise above, you know?
Let me see.
Especially in your community, visual impaired people,
you're
really going to rise above in that community. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere else too, but especially there.
Well, that makes sense.
They're saying you are a way shower. You are there to show other people anything can be done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You are a special being, is what they're saying. And this lady is toxic, and get rid of her.
Yeah, you know, and it's so sad because it's the holistic community. And in a way, it's the worst. It's just like you're teaching the love and the blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, oh, my goodness.
It's not always the case. Yeah.
It's not authentic. And they like to shine authenticity. I'm like, okay, you go ahead and do that. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Just get a lawyer. You might even win some money. Get a lawyer. You might even win some money for the discrimination aspect.
All right.
Get her, girl.
I mean, I could just also just talk to her like an adult and say, look, I don't think this is working out.
Tell her you feel discriminated against. I would first talk to a lawyer and ask him if that's a good idea. Or maybe you have to tell her you feel discriminated against. And then if they still do nothing, then your case is stronger. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
And then tell her to put that in writing kind of thing.
3
minutes.
Is what
was that?
Yeah. That's what I would do.
Okay.
I see you going to a top law firm. I mean, you know how a law firm in their office is just gorgeous? All the wood and books and... Yeah, you're going to a top law firm. You're not going to, like, a little corner shop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think you have a really good case.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'm gonna call and make some... I don't even know, but I'm... Okay.
Yeah, they'll help you.
Ask a few questions and then move forward from there. Okay. All right. Anything else?
Some lawyers,
like the next couple weeks of one message.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. What are the angels saying for the next couple weeks? What's the main message for me?
2 minutes.
I'm seeing like a sword held up like Archangel Michael, like to be powerful.
Okay.
To demand respect.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Fight, right. Girl. You're going to win.
I'm
serious.
Thank you so much.
Please.
Thank you. God bless.
You're welcome. You too.
Okay. Bye.
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 Okay. Thank you, Amala. Okay. Well, we're going to take another little break then, ladies and gents. Because, we're looking at 54 minutes on the clock. And for the next 54 minutes, we've got like 2 people left in the court queue. So it's
1 minute.
Okay. 1 minute of Amala's caller. But she didn't take it. Okay. Right. So we're going to take a little break and see what we got for you here. Right. This one is kind of crazy because I haven't heard this for a long time.
I heard you on the wireless back in '52, lying awake.
Yeah, well, I don't think we'll play all of that. It gets a little bit boring after a bit, doesn't it, that one? Video killed the radio star. They haven't killed me yet, and they're not going to, you know, it's like that because, you know, there is video out there, isn't there? And we're still here, you know, doing live radio and doing live podcasting, you know. So, people said, should we move to video? And should we move to video broadcasting? And, the challenge is on, sort of thing, to do that, you know, but there's a lot of people that don't want to sit in front of a camera, you know, and it's like privacy is more set to radio than it is to sitting there in front of a camera, I think, because your voice, although it says who you are, nobody can actually see you, you know. So it's, I think privacy says a lot when you're having a reading. Yeah. Okay. Now, my wife there, been a little bit disrespectful because she's turned her thing, guys. She took her earphones out.
Oh, I'll just transfer to me,
tablet. Yeah. Yes. Ah, there you go. There she says, got two tablets.
No, one's a Kindle and one's a tablet.
One's a Kindle and one's a tablet. Oh, well. I stand corrected. The battery goes on the one, so she switches out. Ah, right, okay. So, let's just say. Holly's my guest this evening, then. We have changed the write-up for this show, and that will remain. So you can see that the write-up has changed for this show this evening. I think when a guest doesn't turn up, it's not right to leave their name there, you know. And so we've changed that now. So when the show finishes, you will see Holly's name there and not Rosemary. Okay. Right, so we're going to bring Holly back in then. We have two callers left in the call queue. We have Carolyn and Brad. So, Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi.
Hey, Holly.
How are you?
I'm happy and surprised to be talking to you because I thought you were hot in another world right now.
No, I took the day off today.
Oh. Without us, you and I, going into a lot of detail on the radio, because you know a lot of that story, but tomorrow is D-Day. I have that appointment with the, you know, the judicial thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, system. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. So I do see that. It's going to be at 9 a.m. 9 a.m.
You might have to pay a fee, and I see $390.
Okay. All right. Okay. Anything else?
Yeah.
Am I going to be happy when I walk out? Am I going to be happy?
Yes, relieved.
Okay, so I'm going to walk out.
Yes, you're going to walk out. Most definitely.
Now, my helper who helps me every day he helps me, he just came in. He has a full-time job, and he said they're shutting his full-time job for 2 weeks. They're going to shut it down starting tomorrow because of the COVID situation.
Oh,
and
wow.
So is he contagious? Because he and I are talking if he should be working with me. You know, if I will. I know we can't get into health and all that, but, I mean,
oh,
I
you wonder if he has the COVID?
Well, in my state, regarding that, working
okay,
with him.
Okay, let me see.
He comes in and he works in my house inside together. We work on this, you know, getting the loose ends wrapped up.
Yeah, free and clear is what I'm getting. Neither one of you
okay.
have COVID.
Okay, good. And then I'm on my way to the former's house in a few minutes. You know, former. And he owes me money. Do you think I get money from him?
I think he's going to yell.
Well, that's okay. I'll slap him. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, he's gonna yell at you. I see, like, the F-bomb.
Okay.
No money's leaving his pocket.
Okay. All right. God, I went the wrong way. I'm out of my mind here. I'm trying to... God, I'm so tied up. We're talking to you. Took all these
balls. I do that
all. Is that symbolic of my life?
I'm taking a wrong turn.
So, okay, no money. And, okay, so no money. No money ever again? Is that how it's going to boil down to it?
It looks that way because they, not that he actually does this, but they showed me him flipping you off. Like a symbol.
You know, it would always be worth it. I don't want the universe to hear this because he does not cut and he doesn't use the flip off. And so to see him do
it might
that
be symbolized.
It might almost be worth it for me to see that. I've pushed him to his limit. That's almost worth it. And
you probably must be laughing.
Yeah, take a photo and send it to the local paper. What else? Okay, so tomorrow looks pretty good. And, God, okay, I need to put the house on the market.
Oh, you did?
So, tonight, I'll put it on tonight.
Okay.
And so does that look pretty good?
Say again?
Pretty. Does it look pretty good?
Something's up with the house. Somebody's going to do a house inspection where they walk around the whole thing.
Yeah.
Inside and out.
Yeah.
Something's up with the electrical, I think. And the and the foundation.
Yeah. You know, I'd rather go to cash buyer because I don't want to mess around with a lender, but I'll have to ask my boss about that. Because lenders make you do this and that and jump through hoops. And And it's fair. I mean, that's the way of the land. That's okay. But I don't know. I just don't feel like messing around with anything after all the hoops I've jumped through to get this done. And time is of the essence. You see me selling it? Anything?
Well, I couldn't hear you, hon.
Do you see me selling it anytime soon?
I still didn't get that. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Do you see me selling it anytime soon?
Oh, wow. That's not even what I thought you said. Okay, so let's see what they say.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you're doing the cash thing, and you're going to take the money and run. That's what they're showing me.
Good. Maybe it's another cash thing, because I'm not going to take just the offer that's out. Okay, that's good. So the carpet looks like somebody took apart an airplane motor and on the carpet. We tried to do a carpet shampoo. So I hired another person to come in next week. They're professionals. And do you think they'll get it so it's halfway decent, the carpet?
Well, I'm going to tell you what I got, and it's not my words, so don't be offended. This says the carpet is trash and needs to be replaced.
I know. You know what it is? It's years. he's 5 years old now, but he used to come over starting when he was 18 months old. He'd stay with me for weeks at a time. It's fruit salad juice. What else? We would wipe it up, but you know, it's a cheap. Somebody was explaining that the more expensive carpet, you can get it clean. When it's cheap carpet, which was not my choice, then it just goes in. And the one, surprisingly enough, by the former chair, that looks like the airplane engine was taken apart there. I don't know what the heck that is. So,
Somebody's work boots.
Sorry?
What they're showing me is like somebody had work boots with oil on it or something. Something to like that.
Oh, it's bad. So, it is what it is. Somebody told me not to worry about it. Because, you know, they'll basically rip it up and replace it. But I just wanted to make a first good impression. Okay, well, I'm just worried about little stuff now. At least I got everything emptied out, most of it. I just have the laundry room to empty out. And you see me and my helper doing it together. I'm actually afraid of COVID. Because if he and I do it together, we can knock that room out flat in an hour.
They're only showing me you in there for some reason.
Okay, it just might be me. So we'll go to the dump now. We'll go to the dumpster. Thank you. And, it is what it is. I'm just tend to be a worrywart. Is he mad at me? Is my helper mad at
me? Which
one? Because I was like, well, this one that comes over every day. He's helping me.
Oh.
And because I was like, I practically saying it. I said, no! Are you kidding me? You came from COVID? Oh, my God, I'm so scared. You know, I was doing a lot of...
He's not mad. He just thinks you overreact.
Well, I do. I tend to, unfortunately, I tend to do that.
And guys don't hold on to the anger. You know, they don't hold on to it like the girls do. He's already over it.
I'm going to stir off any potential suitors if I don't cut it out.
No, he's over it.
1 minute.
He's not a potential suitor, but... anyway, thank you for your. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's good talking to you.
Good talking to you. Tomorrow's D-Day. Keep me in your prayers.
Okay, I will. Good luck.
Bye,
Bye now.
Yeah. Bye.
Thanks, Carolyn. Okay. Carolyn being our last call at the moment. Holly, I think we're going to wind it up because we've had a slow night.
Okay.
And we've had six callers, so we ain't done bad. We ain't done bad. There's been six, but it's kind of slow. So I don't see any more callers. Okay, so we're going to wind it up then, ladies and gents. Thank you all for joining us. Thank you very much there to Intuitive Psychic Medium Holly Roulette there for sitting in this evening. You can catch Holly on her Facebook page by simply clicking on Holly on tonight's show. So there you go. And that's a direct link, ladies and gents. You'll be able to find Holly on there. And Holly has a page there on Facebook doing readings called Readings for You. So if you check that out, you will not be what's the word? Okay. I'm looking for the right word. Yeah. You'll be amazed. Yeah. Okay, I'm actually looking for the right word and I can't find it. Anyway. Right then, let's see what it is. I'm going to play this one for you to play out. Well, that's winding up for this one then, ladies and gents. Once again, a big, big thank you to the wonderful Holly Roulette there for joining us this evening. And we'll try and get Holly back to do some more shows with us presently. So for this one, until tomorrow evening, where my guest is, if I'm not mistaken, Tina Marie. Tina Marie on a Wednesday. We don't know whether we've got Jane with us on Thursdays yet, because Jane is not been too well last week. So hopefully Jane will be better this week for us. We really don't know, because I haven't heard from Jane yet this week. So we'll see.